This week we're going to review a zikr that we shared about a month ago. It is the first line in the surah of the Divine Throne. Allah, la ilaha illa hu al-hayy al-qayyum. And first we would watch our breath for a moment, just to allow it to clarify, self-clarify. This becomes finer and finer, clearer and clearer, more and more light. As it does that, then begin to open the heart, massaging Latifa Syria, behind the sternum. Opening up that great space of the heart, which is dusting it off, breathing in and breathing out. The out-breath is releasing the dust. In-breath is penetrating. When we say these words, I'd like to say a few things about them. First, Allah, the head comes down, not to the left shoulder, but a little to the left to the physical heart, Allah. And then we pause for a moment and just allow Allah to be circulated through by our blood, pumped by our heart, throughout our whole body. And remembering what Hazrat Nat Khan said, this is not my body, this is the temple of God. Then we move over to the left shoulder and we swing down over the solar plexus, up over the right shoulder and above the crown. La ilaha. And we remember how the Prophet Muhammad went into the Kaaba and eliminated all of the gods and goddesses, all 360 gods and goddesses, the visages of them, so that there was only space left for the one true God. And with us, it would be two things. We could be looking at either all of our personal gods and goddesses, that which we give our life for, quite willingly, or actually, it could be asking God to remove all the veils between God and you. So either way, it's a sweeping out and an opening up. La ilaha. And then at the rest for a moment at the top of the crown and just be aware of the space above the crown and what is there. Then coming down into the solar plexus, illa, and be aware of the space of the solar plexus, how it opens. It can open and open and open and enfold all of the abdomen and goes beyond it, of course. It's a great space. It traverses the abdomen, but it is in it, but not of it. And then the head rises up into the mirror of the heart. Whew, the absolute. And then just taste the absolute. Allow that who to go out into the space of the heart. And then Yahai. Allow yourself to experience life, that which is truly alive in the heart. That which is all of life. That which is the source of life. That which is continuously birthing fresh life. Al-Qayyum. Going further out, the Ka-ah is in the heart, Ooh is in the throat, Mm is in the crown. Qayyum. Eternal life. And rest in that for a time. Okay, let us begin. Allah. La ilaha Of course, you have to breathe in and out while you're being present, tasting. Above the crown. Descending into the solar plexus, Allah. Be present to the space of the solar plexus. Coming up into the heart. Al-Qayyum. Allah. La ilaha. When you're done, whether you recite it 3 times, 5 times, 7 times, or 11 times, then spend some time in silence, just being present to what is, allowing the energies, the mantric energies of these words to be working upon you, penetrating deeply, informing your being, preparing you. Now, I myself, I must say, although this may be a lot slower than you're used to, I could actually spend quite a long time, maybe even 3 to 5 minutes on each of those stops, Allah, and just watching it go through my body. La ilaha, just opening up, sweeping out the temple. This is not my body, this is the temple of God. And then at the end of above a crown, I could wait quite a long time, being present to what is there. And people have asked, would you breathe in and out? Or, of course, you breathe in and out. Yeah, but the question isn't really the breath, it's staying present. And then you come down into the solar plexus and the space there. I can be there quite a long time. Almost sometimes so long I forget, well, okay, what comes next? But then all of a sudden it appears to me, oh yes, who, and I let that go throughout the space of the heart, the boundless space of the heart. But ultimately I arrive at Yahai. Maybe it's rest there a time, and then Yakayum. Amen.